Welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Cobiello, and as the Drop-In CEO, I drop into businesses and assume the CEO role to mitigate crises and help teams get back on track. This podcast is about helping the C-suite leader to navigate challenges with confidence. For today's leader, I'm here to help you get back on track. Tomorrow's leader, let me partner with you to learn the secrets of the C-suite. Wherever you're at in your career, this is the podcast for you. Hello, I am Deb Cobiello, founder of The Drop-In CEO, and I'm so grateful you've joined us for another episode of the podcast where week after week, I have an amazing opportunity to speak to business leaders, consultants, experts, CEOs of companies who have been able to navigate amazing challenges and opportunities, and hopefully their insights inspire you. And just know I am here when I bring forward these resources, this content. These are here to help the C-suite leader of today and tomorrow navigate their challenges, their opportunities with confidence. And today, it is my honor, to bring on to the show Leslie Hensel, who is the co-founder of Riverbend Consulting, whose 85-plus employees solve problems for e-commerce sellers. Leslie oversees Riverbend's service team, and she has personally helped hundreds of sellers get suspended Amazon accounts up and running. And she's been an Amazon seller for more than a decade. Now, we're going to get into why is this important. And she is also a lifelong Longhorn fan. Leslie earned a bachelor's degree in journalism and an MBA from the University of Texas at Austin. She volunteers for Wish with Wings. Maybe we'll get into that. A wish granting organization for little Texans with life-threatening conditions. And she serves on the board of directors for Haley's Heroes, which funds bone marrow matches and medical research for kids and cancer with critical illnesses. Such an amazing background, Leslie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here, Deb.
So the reason why I brought Leslie on, first of all, this is a super cool topic. I know nothing about that. I don't personally sell on Amazon, but she has met a particular business challenge that so many people have had and have found solutions not only for herself, but now serves others. And just this can-do attitude of finding a problem, providing a solution, and now sharing that with others. But far more than that, she's an amazing human. She's got a great backstory. She's got great energy. And I truly think her insights will inspire you. But Leslie, you have the stage now. I would welcome you to share a bit about yourself personally, and professionally, and how you've arrived at the work that you're doing now.
Well, thank you so much, Deb. I am one of those people who kind of stumbled into their career, you know, way back when I was a kid trying to figure out what I wanted to be. Amazon didn't exist. E-commerce was not a thing. And in fact, for the first part of my career, I was an old school business consultant, helping people to redesign their manufacturing lines and to write business plans to try and get SBA loans and marketing plans. And I mean, old school, like working at a regional accounting firm kind of business consulting. I had done that for many years and then went out on my own because I wanted to be home with the kids, but also work full time, but be able to, you know, pick them up from school and all those good mommy things. And I was trucking along with my individual consulting career when my older kiddo was diagnosed with autism and a whole bunch of learning disabilities. He was not doing well in school. And no matter what we tried, it didn't get better. So my husband and I decided we're going to homeschool this kid and do a whole lot of therapy. Well, I'm sure you know therapy is really expensive, even if you've got good insurance. So we had to figure that out. How can I stop working so I can homeschool and do therapy, but then pay for all of these bills while my husband's working full time? So I heard about selling on Amazon, and it was a great solution for our family. Amazon is miraculous in that you can work whenever you want to. It doesn't have to be 9 to 5. So my husband would work all day. I would be with the kids. And then nights and weekends, I would source inventory. And on Sunday, we would pack up all of our inventory as a family and ship it off to the Amazon warehouse. And that got us through many years of first homeschooling and then special needs school and then a college prep academy. It was all worth it. The kid is now at a university, living on his own and working part-time. Best decision we ever made. But then once he was successful and back in school, once again, now what do I do with my time, right? Now, how do I make my money? And I continued to sell online, but also started helping sellers that I met along the way whose accounts had been suspended by Amazon. Because when you're suspended by Amazon, they ask for the same thing I used to do for the SBA loans, right? They're asking for a plan of action, root cause, how you fix the problem, your plan for the future. So I used the same consulting skills from way back when and started writing plans of action to help people who were in trouble on the Amazon platform. That's how I met my current business partner, Joe Zalta. He was one of my clients who was referred to me when I was out there working on my own. And he said, we need to turn this into a business. I'll do the sales, you do the service. Let's do that. So 6.5 years ago, Riverbend Consulting was born. And now we have almost 100 employees and have served thousands of sellers from around the globe. So it's, to me, it's really fun because you think when you focus on your family first that you're taking something away from yourself, but actually that has ended up giving me so much more because now I have this wonderful business. I still sell on Amazon and my kids have gotten where they need to be.
Oh my, what an inspiring story. I don't even know where to start, but I appreciate you presenting the challenge or opportunity when sometimes as parents, regardless of whatever the dynamics happens to be, where we feel like we have to make choices, it's either one or the other, but you found a way to have both. But I often talk to people who are in business, who have a corporate, a traditional job, and you made the leap into starting your own business. What was that like, not knowing exactly where it's going to land and trusting yourself to make it viable? Because so many people hold themselves back and don't even pursue these kinds of things while they are in a corporate role, or maybe if they get booted out of the nest. What was it in you that made it happen?
So the best way I've found for people to make that jump, what I did was I turned my employer into a client. So if you're great at what you do, a lot of times your employer does not want you to leave. And it doesn't matter if you're an individual contributor or a manager or in some kind of leadership role. Oftentimes they need your specific skill set and they will see this as an opportunity if you present it to them correctly, because they can pay you less. Right? Because you become hourly or contract. You're not a salaried employee anymore. But if you can get a 20-hour contract per week with your current employer and quit your job, it's enough to pay your bills while you go find more clients. So for me, when I went from corporate to I know I want to be a stay-at-home mom, it was before we even started trying to have kids, I turned my employer into a 20-hour-a-week contract that I was guaranteed for, I think it was 30 weeks. And that was enough time for me to use that other 20 hours a week to go find 4 or 5 more clients to get me going. And then I had enough of a stable of work that when that original contract ended, I was fine. And then they continued to use me, you know, on a one-off basis whenever they needed my expertise. So don't assume that the people who you work for will just be mad and say, get out of here. A lot of times you can use them or referrals. If a boss likes you, a manager likes you, to get more of that same kind of work.
Amazing. And then what I'm curious about next, though, is that how did you come into this particular area of work to help businesses get out of trouble? Did you personally or somebody that you knew get into this suspended account? How did you figure this out and then be able to provide this as a service to others?
This was just old school networking. I started going to some Amazon seller events. So when you sell on Amazon, it can be a little bit lonely. You know, all of your neighbors and friends don't sell on Amazon. It's not like there's an association like for the accountants in your town or the lawyers in your town. There's not, you know, 200 Amazon sellers to go meet with. So I went to a couple of conferences for Amazon sellers where everyone goes to Chicago or they all go to Dallas. And when I was there, started hearing people say, well, I did sell on Amazon. I lost my account. and just started talking to them about the problems that they had encountered. And it really did seem to fit the skill set that I already had. And there at the time were not a whole lot of service providers in that area. It was a great niche to jump into.
You know, what's really cool about this is that so often we as professionals pigeonhole ourselves into one vertical, one industry. Are you in sales, finance, quality, supply chain or something, and think that we can only stay in one space because we have technical expertise there. People need to flip their mindset. And I'm so glad you brought this up about, well, I've dealt with these kinds of problems. I've done risk management. I've known how to troubleshoot certain kinds of issues. Look at what your value is. That's how you're memorable and what you can sell. It's not that I'm in the financial services industry or the manufacturing industry. It's the value. You're not labeled by your industry. And so I so appreciate the fact, go network. Go network. You will see that how you are absolutely valued. So you wrote a book. What was the inspiration for your book, The Amazon Incubator, Grow Your Business or Hatch a New One? Would love to know more.
Well, I actually came about this in kind of a strange way. I was invited to speak at a conference for Amazon sellers, and there was someone from a publishing house sitting in the room listening to me talk and contacted me afterwards and said, our publishing group has wanted to do a book on selling on Amazon for some time. And so we would love for you to write it for us if you're interested. I was overjoyed because y'all know how hard it is to have a real publisher publish a book. And it's distributed by Simon & Schuster, so it's everywhere that you can buy books. But I'll tell you why I was so excited for the opportunity. If you go out on YouTube or Google and you put in, how do I make money on Amazon or how to sell on Amazon, you find all of these courses and classes that are very expensive, you know, $5,000, $10,000 upfront. And a lot of them are scammy and give really bad advice. We joke about the Lamborghinis with the babes like across the hood of the Lamborghini. These guys go rent Lamborghinis and they're like, you can be as rich as I am and make $5,000 every second selling on Amazon and work 1 hour a week. You know, it's all that it's all that scammy talk. Mm-hmm. And it's everywhere. I have a lot of clients who have lost money and lost their account because they followed the advice of these scammy people. So when I got the opportunity to write the book, I thought, this is great. I can give the basics of how to sell on Amazon. Someone can read through the book and understand, is this even the opportunity for me, you know, for a $25 book, instead of paying someone $5,000, $10,000, and then finding out it's actually not right for you, because it may not be. That's what I love about it. It's a low cost, low entry way to learn about how you as an individual or your business can make more money by selling on Amazon.
Now, before we get into the book here, when it comes to your company, your services, is it to help people get out of jail free, or is it to set people up for success from the beginning? Or is it both?
So most of what we do is get you out of jail. We get you out of Amazon jail or solve your problems. There are times when Amazon has cost you money. They owe you a lot of money. We help you get that money back. So it's mostly fixing things for established sellers. But to me, the book, it's like a love project because I get to talk to all of these new entrepreneurs, new businesses, which that's not something I do as a consultant for a fee. I just love to do it. The best part of this book has been people send me messages on social media and say, what do you think of this product? Or how hard is it to do this and that? And it's just fun. You know, people have done it for me. I love doing it for them. So, you know, down the road when they're successful, if they have a problem, sure, they'll come to my business. But for now, it's just almost like my, can you have a hobby that's a side gig? I guess that's what it is.
I wanted to take a moment to remind you that a recent study showed nearly 60% of leaders feel depleted at the end of the day. And this feeling is a key indicator of burnout and makes it difficult to lead and inspire others. If you've ever experienced that restless exhaustion, you know why CEOs are amongst the most likely candidates for experiencing job frustration. I wrote The CEO's Compass, your guide to get back on track, to confront those feelings and create a plan that is sustainable for you and your organization. I created a 7-point assessment that will help you figure out your problems in days, not months. And it includes so many resources, worksheets, videos, and much, much more. If this is you, please head over to my website, dropinceo.com, and click on my products, the CEO's Compass, and order yours on Amazon or other outlets. And now, back to the conversation.
First of all, I just love your energy. So thank you for bringing your A game to this conversation. It's so much better for my listeners. So I appreciate that. But I want to just dive into the book a little bit, because one of the things you talk about in the book is a blueprint for success. So if anybody by chance might be thinking, okay, I'd like to exit my corporate job, you know, I'd like to retire at 55 or 45 or what have you, and I want to start this up, tell me a little bit more about a blueprint for success. What are some basic things people should think about?
So I think the best way to be successful in e-commerce is to apply the same old people business principles. The same old people business principles that have helped people to build solid businesses over history. Too many people treat e-commerce and selling online like, since it's a side gig, you don't have to say, keep your books, track your expenses, you don't have to get an LLC. All these things are basic. They don't take that much time. Even if you're a leader in a large business, it doesn't mean you've ever set up your own books. It doesn't mean you've ever set up an LLC. It doesn't mean you've ever hired people necessarily or trained them. You can hire VAs and train virtual assistants and train them to run an Amazon business for you. There's so much you can do that even if you are really learned in a traditional business, you may not know how to do. But again, like you talked about earlier, Deb, you can transfer all those skills you have over to this. You just need a basic blueprint to tell you what those skills are and get it all in line. So I start with the basics. What are your goals? How much do you want to earn? Which business model on Amazon will get you there? Some people only want to earn net, you know, 1,000 to 3,000 bucks a month. Can you do that for 10 hours a week? Easy. Yes, you can. It's a hustle. There's work, but you can do that. Do you want to turn this into replacing your income? Absolutely, you can do that. I know lots of people who have done that. And multiple streams of income. Do you just want to have extra money flowing in that goes to retirement or kids' college or great vacations or saving money just to have in the bank? Yes, you can. But if you go by the step-by-step in the book, it's just easier. I also bring up all the unhappy things that can happen. And that is not to scare people off. It's so they set the business up at the beginning to keep the bad things from happening. So unlike some of the gurus out there telling you how easy it is to get rich, I will tell you, let's make sure you stay rich. Here's what you need to do. All the risk management pieces are folded in there. It's 13 easy short chapters. At the end of each chapter, there's some questions. If you write down the answer to the three questions at the end of every chapter, you will finish with a full business plan ready to go.
So you make it sound so easy, but you also, I think, highlight, what do people not know about selling on Amazon? So what are some things that you'd like to give them some tips before they find out the hard way?
So the most difficult challenges are finding great products to sell, that you're not competing with everyone and their dog on the platform. That is the number one toughest thing. The biggest danger is buying from unreliable suppliers, because that will get you shut down quickly. And it is really hard to get those accounts back up. So here's the thing, Deb, do you mind if I give my very favorite business strategy ever for selling on Amazon?
Absolutely. The floor is yours.
And it's not in the book either. So I want to throw it out here. So this is called my hometown hero strategy, because people who listen to your podcast are movers and shakers who know other people and have networked. There are businesses in your community, in business parks, industrial parks, people who go to Chamber of Commerce meetings, small retailers who sell products that are not online anywhere. They're selling them through wholesalers, distributors, direct to retail, out of their own store, right? They would all love an extra sales channel, because who doesn't want an extra sales channel? So you can, if you learn how to sell and market products on Amazon, you go to those businesses and say, I want to be your exclusive online seller. I will set up beautiful detailed pages with great photography. I'll create a video and all these things you can do. It's so much easier now with great technology, right? I will buy your products for your best wholesale rate. I only ask two things of you. Thing number one is that you don't sell to other people who are selling online so that all of my investment pays off. And thing number two is that you let me return products to you if they don't work. So we're going to test various products and see which ones sell on Amazon and which ones don't. And don't rule out business, industrial, scientific kinds of products. All those sell online because businesses buy from Amazon too. So you are successful with one or two of these businesses. They all tell their friends at the Chamber of Commerce, oh yeah, Deb, you know that lady over there, Deb, she sold my stuff online. I have an extra $10,000 a month in sales. You need to talk to her. And all of a sudden you have products on Amazon, you're making money, and you're not competing with anyone else on Amazon. Plus everyone in your hometown knows you are helping to save jobs, build new jobs, and make your hometown another center of earning and contributing and income.
It sounds so amazing, but I'm sure, first of all, this is really exciting. It's very interesting for me because I too would love to have other streams of income other than just some of the consulting and some sponsorships and the book and some speaking, et cetera. We need to diversify our portfolios. You make it sound so interesting. If you're able to sell and build those relationships, I'm sure there are those some contractual agreements with people to, you probably have to do some of the paperwork as well that they may be handshake agreements with people in your community, but you also need to protect them and protect yourself, correct?
Well, they usually have some kind of a wholesale or distributor agreement already available that they're using with people who resell their products into retail. So okay. You can start with their original agreement, and then you just add in some clause for yourself about how they're only going to sell to you for online distribution, and then add in something about being able to do returns within a reasonable amount of time. I would say make it, 90 or 120 days, because you're going to need that long to see if the product actually sells on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, then, do test buys, only buy a case of each thing. And if it sells, great, buy more. And if it doesn't, they'll take the returns.
Amazing. I'd love to know, though, I want to really highlight what Riverbend Consulting actually does. You, I'm sure, have some horror stories about what was the hardest or weirdest suspension that you actually won. Love to hear the story.
Oh, goodness. So the weirdest one is really crazy weird, y'all. It's so bad. One way that people sell on Amazon is that they will have a distributor that they work with, and they will upload an entire catalog of products onto Amazon from their distributor, which sounds great until you're in the sports and outdoors arena. I had a client who uploaded an entire sports and outdoors catalog without looking at it. And so he didn't realize that his distributor also sells to the federal government. So in that catalog, there were hand grenades, as well as gun parts and all kinds of other prohibited items that are illegal to sell to individuals, much less online. So he was suspended technically for selling hand grenades on the Amazon platform. And shockingly, I got him backed up with one appeal letter.
Oh my. Oh my. But valuable.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go figure. Okay, so lesson learned here. Make sure you read what you are putting up there. Oh my. So yeah, taking time to plan properly can save you a lot of money, grief, maybe legal issues.
Yes. We don't want to get arrested now.
So let's just talk about marketing and advertising. You talk about this in your book. You could have a great product. You can technically upload it to Amazon or whatever the platform happens to be. And then you sit and wait and wait and wait. And a lot of people may think, I got a great product. Why is nobody buying? But what should people know about marketing and advertising? And you say it's a conundrum. I'm just curious because, again, it's a challenge. But what are your insights in this?
So what's important is to do the basics first. There is advertising available on Amazon. They have their own advertising system, and it's pay-per-click, just like any of you who've ever run a Google ad campaign out there for a business. Very similar. They have pay-per-click ads, but there's no point in doing that until you've actually done the block and tackle marketing on Amazon, which means you need to have 7 beautiful photos for your listing. And, there are major national brands that you see their product out there, and they don't do this. You would think they would. In some of those photos, okay, here's my controversial advice. You need to have babies, dogs, and hot women. If you have images with babies, dogs, and hot women, people love those. Lifestyle images are meant to show you using the product or the product near people so they can see what size it is. Babies, dogs, and hot women sell on Amazon. Videos are great, and videos don't have to be produced by a video company. If you have a teenager in your house, they can cut a great video for you, I'm telling you. And if it's a minute or less, it can even pop up in search results on mobile, which is cool. So like I was searching yesterday for an air fryer on mobile on Amazon, on the app. And some of the air fryers, a video showed up and started automatically playing as I was scrolling through search. I mean, wouldn't that make you stop and click on that ad or on that listing instead of another listing? Trust me, you've got kids and neighbors who can put together cheap videos for you. And then keywords are so important. Again, hearkening back to Google, if you've ever had a website, you know how important your keywords and keyword research are. There are specific tools for searching keywords on Amazon, very inexpensive software out there. You can find Helium 10, you can find Jungle Scout, Smart Scout, all these are listed in the book. But these are tools that you do research to find out what products are hot and which ones aren't, which products are oversaturated and which ones aren't, and the keywords that you should use in the back ends of the listing and in the copy in the listing and in the ad campaigns. Keywords are everything on Amazon.
So, and I've had to learn the hard way as well. I mean, I'm not an expert. I constantly have spammy emails saying, you don't have enough of the right SEO and exposure. And I'm saying, God, I'm just doing it grassroots, seeing what works, what doesn't work, what pops, what doesn't. Don't want to scam this or play the game, but it is important to understand who is searching for your stuff and how to connect with them. Now, I'm going to go a bit off script here. So your business model is around helping those people navigate the challenges of Amazon. But your book is the other end of the spectrum of how to set these things up for success, whether it's a primary source of income, a hobby, or a side gig. You're so energetic. You're so proactive about it. Have you ever thought, though, about evolving your business model to include just setting people up the right way from the beginning, in addition to troubleshooting the problems?
So we actually have. We have considered doing that coaching in the past and setting up some kind of like an education program that's combined, you know, classes combined with one-on-one coaching internally. And then, you know, what's really crazy, we were just about to launch that when COVID hit. And that was like our next big plan. And during COVID, our services grew year over year. They doubled 2 years in a row just on the compliance and enforcement issues that we already do. So we had to get our eye back on the ball, focusing on that. So it's something that's kind of been on our radar. We've thought about many times, but haven't done because, frankly, our business keeps growing so quickly. And we don't want to not do what we do best. We want to keep growing it the way we're growing it and doing it better than anyone else does. Talk about a conundrum. That has been a real conundrum for me. And then I get invited by other companies to, I go on a lot of podcasts where it's for sellers, you know, give information and teach. And I really enjoy that. So I don't know, Deb, that's a great question. I need to go back and think more about that.
Well, you know, again, it's my show. I can ask any question I want. But again, you get me curious about, I see this great value. You put a book out into the world to talk to people about how to do it right, to avoid using your services. And thank you very much. People pay you for your services to get them out of trouble. But my, think about being proactive and getting it done from the get-go. Build trust with your clients. And yes, if they happen to have a problem, you're there for them as well. But again, I get the business model. It is a differentiator. It's very distinctive. And you've definitely piqued my curiosity about, what can I sell that might be of value? I mean, my book, The Drop-Ins or The CEO's Compass, Your Guide to Get Back on Track, currently sells on Amazon. I don't do a lot of marketing. I try to build trust. And if people are interested in my book, they'll go there. But I've often thought about building maybe a marketplace for the Drop-In CEO for, you know, my recommended books, my products. And you never know, I might be opening up a shop at some point.
Oh, it's a great idea. There are so many ways you can use Amazon and weave it into an existing business. That's one thing that I love about it. It doesn't have to be everything you do. It can just be woven into any business you have. It's another channel, another way to reach people. Also, I'm sure you've noticed, like everyone does, when you search for things on Google, Amazon products come up really high. So if you do have a book or you have other products that you have listed on Amazon, it pops you up in those Google search results, which makes you look really good.
Awesome. So I love this interview. First of all, I am just grateful that you were introduced to me by a close colleague of ours because your energy is amazing. And I personally have never thought of this as a way to build my portfolio. And you've definitely piqued my interest. And for my listeners, if this seems remotely interesting, I would definitely ask you to reach out to Leslie Hensel, get her book, The Amazon Incubator, Grow Your Business or Hatch a New One. We all have an entrepreneur in ourselves somewhere. But before we bring it to a close, I would love to give you the floor the last time. Share any last thoughts or ways people can get a hold of you. And again, you've been an amazing, amazing guest. So last thoughts, Leslie.
Well, thank you so much. So if you go to theamazonincubator.com, if you buy the book and you go put your book order number there, there's a form you can fill out and you will be able to download a workbook companion and also 3 video series to help you get going on the platform if you're interested. But you can find the book anywhere. Of course, it's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble, Target, all those good places. If you have challenges on Amazon, you can find me at riverbendconsulting.com. And then if you just need to talk, if you have an idea, if you don't know if this is for you, you've got a great product, should I put it on Amazon? If you just want to chat with someone, hit me up on social media. I'm on everything, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the things. Just put in my name, Leslie Hensel. Happy to talk to any of you and see if we can't come up with the best great idea for you.
Leslie, I absolutely love your energy. It has been delightful getting to know you, bringing you to my audience. You have absolutely piqued my interest in this area, and maybe whoever's listening, they as well. So I just want to say thank you so much for dropping in on the show, being an amazing guest, and I do wish you well and much success.
Thank you, Deb. It's so great chatting with you.
Thank you for listening to the Drop In CEO podcast. I hope you are inspired by our conversation and can apply what you heard to your business or career goals. If you found this valuable, please share this show with at least one friend who will find it useful and inspiring. When you share this podcast, it allows me to continue to help C-suite leaders of today and tomorrow to navigate their challenges with confidence. To connect with me or learn more about the Drop-In CEO services, go to my website at dropinceo.com. And until we meet, I wish you well and much success.